Guess what time it is? It's Spritz O'Clock. Welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast with me, Reeves Lee. I hope everyone had the merriest Christmas, the best New Year's ever. Today is officially, I'm recording this on Monday, which is the first Monday of the year. And I feel like today's the official start of 2025. So I'm going to give you guys my goals and New Year's resolutions for the year. And I love episodes like this because I feel like I can look back and it's like literally a little diary of what I'm wanting to accomplish for the year. So as you can tell, if you're watching this on YouTube, I am sipping on a coffee today because one of my goals has to do with alcohol. So it's Monday, we're not drinking. I've decided to go for a coffee because we're trying to be good in January. You know, it's a fresh start, it's a clean slate. And yeah, we're going to be getting caffeinated today instead of getting drunk during today's episode. So buckle up. I am so happy to be back today for another episode. And yeah, let's get into ins and outs of the week. So my in this week is my current hyperfixation meal. It has to be the Trader Joe's chicken soup dumplings. I probably have gone through, I don't even want to tell you how many packs. Like, I'm scared. I have a deep freeze outside in my garage, and there's a little shelf on my freezer that's like stockpiled full of these Trader Joe's soup dumplings. Like, if a war was coming, everyone just come to my house and I have soup dumplings. Like, we're all set. So I like to put the little chili onion crunch from Trader Joe's, which is basically just like olive oil and red pepper flakes, but I sprinkle it on top. And then I have these little chopsticks, and I just love to sit in front of my TV on my couch and eat these soup dumplings. So those are definitely my in. Not the healthiest thing, but I feel like it could be worse. And my out for the week definitely has to be talking to men, dating men that are in their 20s. So this also goes along with one of my New Year's resolutions, but it has just gotten so out of hand. The audacity that these short, terrible men have, I'm at a loss of words. And I think I'm on this like messed up side of TikTok right now where it's like everyone's talking about how they've been like ghosted, been done dirty by all these men. And I'm like, I think I've found my tribe on TikTok. So anyways, I've decided in 2025, I'm only going to date at least men in their 30s. Do I know many men in their 30s? No, but I'm going to meet them in 2025. It's just, I've decided it's a pattern. Like, I've gone through enough terrible situations to realize that, yes, of course, maybe I could self-reflect and be like, maybe I'm the problem, but I really don't think I'm the problem. But anyways, we'll get into that later. But basically, my out for the week is dating men in their 20s. Don't give a shit. I'm done. Done with them. Watch me like have a new man next month who's like younger than me, but I have decided to go for people older than me because the younger ones have never worked out. So without further ado, let's just get into my goals because I'm already starting to ramble about one of them, but I'm so excited for this episode. I would love to know what y'all's New Year's resolutions are, what your goals, what you think. So after you listen to this episode, leave a review, rate the podcast, leave a review, leave comments. I read all of them. And also you can feel free to DM me. Y'all know I love that. So let's get into my goals. I have them separated between like personal goals, career, Spritz O'Clock, like podcast goals, which I won't really talk about it because it's kind of like oddly specific, and then health and finance goals. So let's get into personal first. I'm just going to warn y'all right now, I have a lot of goals. And I know that it's kind of crazy for me to like expect to change overnight just with the start of the new year. So I don't expect myself to fully start on all of these goals. It's just what I'm wanting to accomplish at some point throughout the year and just things that I want to work on. So I always leave my goals pinned in my notes app as kind of serves as a reminder. So I try to do like a monthly check-in at least with my goals and just like revisit this list. So without further ado, let's jump in. I'm serious. It is kind of long. So here we go. No particular order. It's just like things off the top of my head. So right now I'm staring at my poodle, Lulu. Everyone knows and loves her. Some of you don't, but like, whatever. So a goal of mine is to take Lulu to daycare at least once a week, just because like she has very bad separation anxiety. And sorry, I do too. Like, we need time apart. So I think at least once a week going to daycare. If you're in Dallas, I think Pooch Patio has like a half off on Tuesdays or something like that. So we might do that. And yeah, she just needs like socialization. She needs to get out of the house just like I do. So anyways, that's one of my goals. Another one is to watch the news and be more informed. I've always found the news to be very depressing, but it's attractive to be informed. I've realized like I just kind of hate being clueless all the time and never having any idea what's going on in the world or with politics or anything. So a New Year's resolution of mine is to be more informed and watch the news. So that is one thing I'm going to work on. Also, donating to charity monthly. I've decided I'm going to donate to the Humane Society. That's one of them that I'm going to be working with this coming year. And also just like being better about donating things. So yesterday was Sunday. I took the whole day to like get into my closet, and I have like 5 big trash bags full, and I'm going to take them to the women's shelter. I usually take it to Genesis Women's Shelter in Dallas. So that is one thing I'm going to be doing. Another goal of mine is to wake up earlier. So usually I wake up around 7 every day, and I kind of want to like make it a little bit earlier because I do work in education. So everything's kind of earlier. So I obviously get up with enough time to, you know, do my morning routine and stuff for work, but I want to have just like maybe 30 extra minutes. So my goal is to wake up at 6:30 every day, not on the weekends, but just like during the week. I've also like trained my dog to be a slug, so she gets mad when I wake up, so it might be good for her to get up too. And then going along with the morning thing, I want to listen to more podcasts in the morning, just because in the morning times when I do better, like taking in information, and that's when I get kind of more work done and I'm more productive in the mornings. So I saw this thing, and it was like, or I read somewhere that you do better having an input information in the morning, and then output is better in the afternoon. So like writing or anything like that in the afternoon. So I like to listen to podcasts because I usually do like a little morning tidy up, morning clean in the mornings too. So just having a podcast on in the background would be better than just like sitting in my own thoughts maybe. So yeah, I've really been liking the Mel Robbins podcast, and this even could be like an audiobook, a nonfiction audiobook. Next, have a quarterly dinner party. So I had my first official dinner party here at my house for Christmas, a Christmas dinner party, and set the table with all the china. Like, it looks so pretty. So it was so much fun. And I've decided I want to have a quarterly dinner party every year. And I just think it's so fun to have all of your friends together, dress up, have a theme. It's just super fun. And it was super wholesome. So that is a goal of mine as well. Get dressed more. So I work from home, and I'm just so used to being in athleisure and loungewear every day. So a goal of mine is to get dressed. So that means like wear our jeans, wear our skirts, wear our dresses, all the things, all the clothes in our closet that just sit there and just wait for Friday and Saturday to roll around and wait to be chosen. So I've decided I'm going to get dressed every day as I'm literally sitting here in athleisure. Sorry, today was a busy day and I got dressed quick, but yeah, that's a goal of mine for this year. Going along with my out, no dating men in their 20s. I'm sorry, but it's just a fact. Girls are way more mature than guys, and I might do a story time on it just because I'm like still really pissed off, but it's probably best I simmer down before I talk about it. But anyways, I'm just not going to date anyone in their 20s, and we're going for older men who are more established and are more mature. Another thing is to encapsulate my perfect wardrobe. I want to have like the perfect neutral wardrobe and just like always be able to find something to wear because I have so many basics that will all work together. So I've had Rachel Duman on, I've had Maddie Jewel on, a bunch of different stylists. So I'll link those episodes below because I feel like they both had really good information just as far as like the pieces you need for a capsule wardrobe. And yeah, another goal of mine is to needlepoint more. I'm literally not far at all on my canvas right now. I wish I had done more, but I really want to finish this canvas and then maybe in July start a Christmas one so I can have a Christmas canvas. But yeah, a goal of mine is to needlepoint more and then really just doing like more games and puzzles, just things that aren't on a screen because my eyes just start to hurt so very badly after work, after the day, like staring at my computer all day. So I have like a gray Malin puzzle that I love. So I want to get like another one and then I don't know, just things that don't require a screen. So that's a goal of mine. Also, like having a puzzle that you're working on with your friends or just like if you're listening to music and chatting it up with your friends and doing a puzzle, I think is really fun. I did one of mine with one of my friends and we got like really into it. So another goal of mine is to read 30 books this year. And then going along with that is just to read like a little bit each day. So I think last year for Christmas, I got a Kindle. And if you're watching on YouTube, I have it right here. This is my Kindle. I got one of the little just like blue cases that protects the screen because I noticed it was getting scratched and my OCD brain, I was like, I can't handle it. And then the game changer for the Kindle is the pop socket on the back. This has saved my carpal tunnel and my hand used to hurt really bad. And a tip is to always, I literally always keep mine on dark mode just because, once again, my eyes, but I have the Kindle Paperwhite. I'll link it below. It is one of my favorite things. And if you're looking for a gift for someone, I always was like, oh my gosh, no, I'll never go for the Kindle. Like I love a paperback. Well, try having to move all of your paperbacks. I had to move all of mine. Thank God I have bookshelves here, but I'm just like, what? I'm so done with having these paperback books. So I have my Kindle. I literally bring it everywhere. I bring it with me whenever I'm leaving during the day. If I have like a doctor's appointment or something, I bring it to all of my Yaya foot massages. And it's just my favorite thing ever. I also have the app on my phone. So like I have been sitting in the pharmacy drive-thru and I fired up the Kindle app on my phone and read. But 30 books this year, if that's what I'm wanting to do. And it's just the best way. I feel like it really helped with anxiety and just taking your mind off of things and not with just like to cover it up with TV. So love my Kindle, one of my favorite things. So, yeah. Okay, another goal of mine is to go to church. So to be like completely transparent, whenever I first moved to Dallas, I was pretty good about going to church. I started going to the porch, which is through the Watermark Church. And I don't know, I don't want to get into religion, but I really just didn't connect well with that church. But Sundays aren't practical for everyone. So just like finding a good like church service, maybe on a Wednesday, that's kind of more realistic for me. But just going to church every week, whether it's Wednesday night or Sunday, finding a church that I like is a goal of mine. My therapist is part of a Christian-based group. So she actually has like been super helpful with letting me know kind of about different groups I can join, different churches I can go to. So I'm going to kind of be bumping around this year, earlier this year, until I find a spot I really like, because I feel like church is like a therapist. You have to bump around and see which one you like. So I'm going to be doing that. And then I kind of want to just like, I don't know, make a whole Sunday out of it, like go to lunch after, get dressed and just like get into the habit of going to church because it's super, super important. And I feel like once I get that in order, a lot of my other goals and issues might fix themselves by going to church. Another thing is, this is like one of my very big goals for the year. So as y'all know, I've talked about it. I get super hungover if I have one drink or if I drink 12 drinks. I'm always hungover and I feel like I'm always hungover on Saturdays and Sundays, no matter what. So I just like really want to make a cautious effort to at least pick one night to not do anything or just not drink. And so I at least have either Saturday or Sunday for myself where I'm not like rotting in the bed, feeling terrible about myself and having anxiety over nothing. So I just want to be more cautious about that. And I want to do like a 3-drink limit whenever I go out because I don't know. I just feel like these past few months, especially with the holidays too, you always have something to do. It's just easy for it to get out of hand. So hence why I'm drinking coffee. I'm not drinking during the week and I'm giving myself a 3-drink maximum. I almost just said minimum. That would not be good. So yeah, I don't know. You can still go to everything. Like you don't have to not go just because you don't have to drink. I don't know. I feel like I want to talk about my experience with it after I tested out this January, but I don't know. I feel like the alcohol just kind of isn't serving me right now. And I kind of want to take a step back from it because it just like brings a lot of anxiety to my life, which I don't need and I'm never have. So yeah. We're going to see about that. Another one is to reach out to one new friend a month. It can be an old friend. It can be a new friend, just someone who you don't talk to every day and hang out with every day. So like, for example, my best friend, Libby, who's been on the podcast, we hang out all the time. It's like not even a conscious thing. Like I just know I'm going to hang out with Libby, but I need to do better about reaching out to new people or old friends. Like if someone moves to Dallas, like I need to be better about reaching out and going to lunch with them, going to dinner with them. So that is a goal of mine as well. And then the last thing on my personal one is to travel to Europe again this year because that was the best trip of my life. So I told myself I want to go every single year for the rest of my life. So I want to travel to new places and make it to Europe again. And then that kind of wraps up my longest list. Now we'll kind of pivot super quick into career just because a lot of them are specific to my job, but I really want to work on my follow-ups at work. It's super easy for stuff to get lost in during the day. And so I just want to come up with a better system to track my follow-ups. Also like organizing my task and prioritizing them. So I got a planner that's like fabulous. I'll have it linked below. It's called the Daily Planner and I absolutely love it. I always put at the top my top 3 tasks for the day that I have to get done and then going down from there. So I also am now kind of in a leadership position at work, which is crazy to think. I've had my job for 3 years now. Well, over 3 years. So yeah. Almost like closer to 3.5, which is absolutely insane. But now I'm kind of in a leadership position. So I really want to listen to like podcasts, read books, just like kind of be better in a leadership position because sometimes I kind of get imposter syndrome with that. And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm only 25, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, I want to get better at that and just not letting tasks get too out of hand or overdue, just kind of like making sure I stay on top of everything. I never really do that, but it's a goal of mine too. So those are my career goals. I mean, obviously they're like get promoted and get a raise, but like those are obvious ones that I feel like everyone should have as a goal if they have a career. But yeah. Spritz O'Clock podcast. I really want to do work my way up to weekly episodes. I know I've been like kind of flaky lately with the episodes. So that's my own doing. I just need to be better about planning things out and sticking to my word and not overcommitting to anything and just like making sure that I put the podcast first. So I'm just like super appreciative of you guys for sticking around and listening to the episodes each week. And I just appreciate it so much. So I can't believe, like, I still can't believe all the time that I can say I have a podcast. So I just want to say I'm so grateful for each one of you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm just super happy I can do this. So yeah, going to be a better podcast host this year. I have a lot of ideas. I went to a coffee shop and sat down and kind of like planned out the next few months, my ideas, and I'm feeling really good about it. So I just need to stick to my word on things. And I also need to outsource for help whenever I need it. And I think we'll be in a good spot. So that's kind of all I'll say about the podcast. And influencing type stuff just because the rest is like super specific to me and it will bore you guys. So the next section is my health section. So this is like my physical health as well as my mental health and like goals that I need to do, like self-reflecting type goals. So let's get into kind of like the physical health things first. Okay, the first one is to eat more protein, which leads to hair growth. So this ties into my hair growth journey. And I feel like my hair's gotten super thin and just like the shedding's really bad. So I want to make a conscious effort to eat more protein. And this has really helped because I have been doing this and I've been becoming a grill master. So this ties into my cooking. But yeah, super obsessed with grilling right now. And I feel like it's going to really help with, you know, making chicken, meat, all the things. So going on daily walks, whether it's just literally for 10, 15 minutes in the middle of the day to clear my head from work, or going in the morning time just to move my body if I don't make it to a workout class that day, anything like that. But just going on a daily walk with Lulu, I feel like it's going to be great for both of us. I just need to be better about that. Also going to a workout class 3 times a week. Currently, I use ClassPass and I really like doing ClassPass because I can bump around. Can also go to the sauna with it. So yeah, going to a workout class 3 times a week. Usually, I like to do like 2 during the week and then go to 1 on the weekend. Another one is cooking way more. I've been doing really well. Right now, we're kind of in the middle of an Arctic freeze here in Dallas. So I feel like cooking is, I'm going to like break the habit of eating out this week. Okay, so the next one is I want to learn how to bake. My sister is like a huge baker and she loves baking so much. I feel like I just want to like be able to whip up a batch of cookies and not just the frozen ones on a tray. So that's a goal of mine. My hair health journey, I've already said that, but I really want to get my hair back. Like, actually, I've never really had thick hair. I have very fine hair, but I kind of want to get that thick, glossy, healthy, shiny hair back. So yeah, I'm on my hair health journey. I feel like the Vegamore scalp serum has worked wonders. I've also been taking Nutrafol, so going along with that is taking my supplements as well. I will say Nutrafol, taking that has kind of fucked up my laser hair removal. So that's kind of going out the window right now, but it's okay. We'll get back to it. Less phone time. This is like for my mental sake, but like less phone time and putting the phone away at 8:30 at night. So I've been trying to do this. It's not always feasible just because like sometimes there's drama in the group chat. Like we need to be aware. We can't all go to bed at 9:30, but I try to put my phone away. I'm really good about keeping my phone on do not disturb. I feel like this has alleviated so much anxiety from my life because I work from my phone and I don't know, I just associate my phone as I'm holding it with work sometimes. And so I just need to be better about kind of separating the two. So putting it on do not disturb has really helped me a lot because I don't feel like my phone's in control of me. I'm in control of my phone with do not disturb. Like I can choose to pull down and look at all the notifications. So that's like one of my biggest tips if you're getting anxious with your phone. And then a huge one is following through with the plans I make and not over committing. So I have always kind of been like the person who's like, yeah, go with the flow. Yes, I'll go to everything. Always say yes. But this past year, I found myself being honestly super flaky. And not terribly, but I just want to make a conscious effort to not do that and to actually follow through with my plans. And part of that goes with me like overbooking myself and overcommitting to things and not really accounting for the time that I need to rest. So I want to be better about 2025. So prioritizing my rest, but also prioritizing being a better friend and everything and not flaking on people because no one likes a flaky friend and I don't want to be that. So going to be better this year about that. And the last thing in the health section is going to therapy at least quarterly. I used to go to therapy literally biweekly for probably like 2 years, 2.5 years. And I was just like going through so much. I really needed that. And then it's really tapered off this last year. I probably went 3 or 4, maybe 5 times last year. And some of them were just like, if I needed it at the time or on a check-in. But I want to do good about having a quarterly check-in with my therapist and like whether it's revisiting these goals, whether it's talking about just kind of like a life audit of things I need to work on, how to be a better friend, just like stuff like that, not just like my problems of the week. So yeah, I want to do better about that and just like get my money's worth out of therapy. But I have like literally the best therapist in the world. Don't know what I would do without her and don't know where I would be without her. But yeah, highly recommend therapy if you guys haven't been. And then the last section is my finance section. Once again, I have like very specific goals for this, but I'm not going to share those. Number one is just like pay off any and all debt. I've done such a great job with paying off the credit card debt. I'm so super proud of myself. Right now, I'm pretty much like a strictly debit card user girly just because I'm so scared of the credit card getting out of hand. But this year, I want to work on like actually using the credit card in a responsible way and being able to get the perks and the points out of it. So that is a goal of mine. Also, just once again, having quarterly check-ins with my financial advisor. It might not even have to be quarterly, like maybe twice a year, but just having like check-ins with him, going over my investment accounts, seeing where we are with my Roth IRA, just stuff, and just actually paying attention and knowing what's going on in the financial realm of my life and, you know, taxes, all that kind of stuff. And then my last thing I'll say for my finance goals, I want to do a weekly budget check-in, not even a budget. I feel like I do pretty well budgeting-wise, just naturally, which is kind of a shock to some people. But this last year, I've really like gotten my ass in check. So I just want to have either like Sunday nights, Mondays, whenever, just look at my statements for the whole week, look at my investment accounts, look at my savings account, look at all of my transactions, just like noticing where my money's going. And I think I have always been the kind of person where it's like, oh, ignorance is bliss. Like, let's close our eyes and hope that this reformation swipe goes through. Like, it's just honestly the worst feeling when you don't know what's going on. So just kind of knowing what's going on with our finances, knowing where our accounts lie and knowing where our money is going is just going to be so great for this year. And you can kind of get your savings goals in check. And like, I don't know, so say you're saving up for a bag, you can see like, oh, I'm spending X amount on Uber Eats. If I cut down on Uber Eats and literally just go pick my food up maybe, or heat up Trader Joe's soup dumplings, I can have this bag in X amount of months. Who am I talking about finances now? But I feel like compared to last year when I was making the same episode, it's just, I'm in a much better position. So I'm very, very happy about that and very proud of myself. So yeah, but those are pretty much all of my goals for 2025. And I'm so excited to see where this year takes us. So happy and grateful to experience another year. And I'm just super excited to kind of like meet you guys this year and hear from y'all. So if I missed anything or if you know anything I need to work on, maybe it's like, oh, Reeves, actually post, you know, your episodes every time you say you're going to do them. I'm working on it. But yeah, I hope you guys liked this episode. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram and TikTok, as well as subscribe to the pod on YouTube. And yeah, I hope everyone has a fabulous week this week. And I can't wait to talk to y'all soon. Bye.